Good morning. Thursday morning, we are with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, of the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, it's kind of nice when a celebrity, especially one that's funny, shows up and puts on a benefit concert in your community. What is going on with this story?
Yes, sir. It was quite a happening. Bill Young, who's general manager of our local Foothills Performing Arts Center in Oneonta, got a big surprise Friday afternoon. He looked up from his desk, and there was Amy Schumer in his office. Bill, she said, I want to do a benefit performance here in Oneonta. When, he said. Tuesday, she said. Well, Bill immediately called Jeff Doyle, who handles sales and marketing. He was at a concert in Rochester, but he headed to the nearest Applebee's, which had Wi-Fi. By 1 a.m., he had the online box office going and was promoting the show on social media. Well, as you can imagine, it took off like a rocket. The 650 seats were sold out by 11 a.m. that very morning. By 7 p.m. Tuesday, fans were lined up out the door and a block and a half along South Market Street. We've never seen that around here. Amy was supposed to start at 8, but it took so long to sit everyone down, she didn't get started until 8:30. Of course, Amy's jokes didn't make it into our family newspapers, but everyone seems to agree she was a big hit. Everyone we talked to said they roared, tears running down their cheeks. Very funny stuff. She started out by observing there were no blacks in the audience. I mean, Otsego County is just 1.3% black. She rolled with that, with how we're unaware. She came out kind of hard, said one fan, Olivia Cuss. But another fan, Corinne Brzee Smith, said she's really authentic. People like that. At one point, she talked about sexual assault and gun violence before ramping up the jokes again. There was a lot of social commentary, said Kevin Sutton of Oneonta. She made it okay to talk about these issues when we can laugh about them. Hannah Bergen of Cooperstown said it felt very natural, like she wanted to chill with all of us and make funny jokes. Now she's headed out for an Amy Schumer and Friends tour this summer, a national tour. So the Oneonta audience may have been the first to hear her new material. This is only the third sellout in Foothill's 10-year history after Gordon Lightfoot and, believe it or not, Tusk, a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. Amy set the price at $20 a head, which of course is a huge bargain, and Foothills and a local domestic violence program will split the $14,000 take. It seems that either Amy or her parents have bought a home in Delaware County, which is just south of here in the Catskills, and it was clear from things she said that she was finding her way around. Yoko Ono also has a place in the Catskills and used to be seen around Oneonta from time to time, so maybe Amy will be our next Yoko Ono.
What a fascinating story. Jim Kevlin joining us, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com, where you can go to read this story and others. Jim, have a great week, and we'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We'll see you in a week.